You're listening to the Home Game Six Pack, brought to you by Zunier.com, the little digital music store. For any of the music found on this show, just type in Zunier, Zunior.com.
Stenciling your diagrams of trilogies and pyramids on the face of the infinite. Sing about a poetess, hyacinth around her feet, that it will never come again. Is what makes our life so sweet. Do you agree?
You're listening to the Home Game Six Pack. I'm Rob Pingle, and that was a brand new track from Mr. Owen Pallett. The album is called In Conflict, and you heard the tune Song for Five and 6. And it has just been released by Secret City Records, and it features Brian Eno on synthesizers, guitar, and vocals. That word just isn't coming out of my mouth properly today. The song for 5 and 6 has an accompanying video, which you can find at owenpalletteternal.com. And this week's broadcast is very Montreal-influenced. Owen Pallett, I connect with Montreal. And we're next going to hear two songs from Arbutus Records, which is a Montreal artistic community that started as a do-it-yourself loft space and turned into something that would not only provide a practice space, but promote the bands and then release the bands. And two brand new releases on Arbutus Records are coming up next. And they are, we'll start with The Rat by Sean Nicholas Savage. He's just an interesting Canadian singer and ballad composer. I sort of got wrapped in as I was researching all the music for this week's by the videos. And at arbutusrecords.com, you can see the video for this song by Sean Nicholas Savage. The song is called The Rat. The album is called Bermuda Waterfall. And the artist, of course, is Sean Nicholas Savage here on the Home Game Six Pack. That was the song Malachite from the brand new EP by Lydia Ainsworth. The EP is called Right From Real, Part 1. And Lydia seems to be a fairly secretive composer, producer, and singer. According to the Arbutus Records website, she's been recording away for the past 3 years in bedrooms and basements between Toronto and Brooklyn. But I don't know whether she's Canadian or not. I am a nerd about CanCon and all of that sort of stuff. I'm going to trust the fact that she has released her first EP with Arbutus Records, that's Lydia is Canadian. It doesn't really matter. The video for Malachite is another fabulous thing to behold, and you should go to arbutusrecords.com and check it out. You could also go to homegameradio.com, the website for this Home Game six-pack. I'll have a link to Arbutus Records. And of course, at zunior.com, where all this music comes from, you'll also find links for connections with all the artists here. And if you're looking for ways to listen to the Home Game six-pack, you can do it through homegameradio.com, at zunior.com, and also via the Stitcher app on your mobile device, so you can listen to the Home Game six-pack anywhere you go. Now, we've been focusing on Montreal music this episode, and Constellation Records is up next. They are a fiercely independent, anti-corporate, anti-capitalist, and anti-globalist record label based in Montreal. They've been active since 1997, my apologies, and they've released over 100 albums. Their latest two releases are by the band Ott and His Track, and we're going to start off with Ott. The album's called More Than Any Other Day. The song we're about to hear is called The Weather Song, and these are four young men who are post-punking it up exuberantly and doing it right, I believe. Here's Ott with The Weather Song on the Home Game six-pack.
We are high.
You're listening to the Home Game Six Pack. I'm Rob Pingle, and we started things off with an 80s retro feel, I think at least, and we moved into an experimental area to end the show. That last song was by Hiss Tracks, and it's called Half Speed Attic. Starts with Broken Woolen Sack. It's from the album Shortwave Nights, which is available through Constellation Records. Hiss Track is a duo. David Bryant from Godspeed You Black Emperor, Set Fire to Flames, and Kevin Doria from Growing and Total Life have been collaborating together since 2004 and have finally released a full-length album entitled Hiss Tracks through Constellation Records, and of course available at Zunier.com. If you want to reach out to me personally, I'd love to receive an email from you. I'm at homegame@telus.net, and of course homegameradio.com is my life on the internet. As I said, we're moving into experimental sounds now, and I cannot think of an artist that embodies experimentalism in a way that comes from the future and the past at the same time than Tanya Tagak. Her brand new album is called Animism. It's out on Six Shooter Records. I was really torn to play the first track off this new album. It's called Caribou, and if it was a 3-minute song, I think it would be a pop hit. She mixes her throat singing and beautiful lyrics together into a wonderful song. But at 5 minutes, I don't know if it's going to get radio play, and it just couldn't fit into the release this week. Instead, you're going to hear Uja, which features Tanya Tagak's full force throat singing. She is a force to be reckoned with. She's teamed up with Jesse Zubat to produce this album, Animism, and I think it is incredible. It's so nice to see an artist getting better and bigger with every release. That's what happens on Animism with Tanya Tagak. And, of course, we're about to hear Uja. I'll be back with more great Canadian music in the near future. Thanks for being out there and listening. Here is Tanya Tagak and Uja. listening to the Home Game Six Pack, brought to you by Zunier.com, the little digital music store. For any of the music heard on this program, just type in Zunior, Z-U-N-I-O-R.com.